You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala amma ba'd. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we are talking about forgiveness. I'm not necessarily talking about forgiveness of you forgiving other people, but I'm talking about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we're talking about. But a lot of you, it caught in your mind this forgive and not forget. So remind me at the end, inshallah ta'ala, maybe I'll mention it. So I was once in Australia, and I was in this town called Cairns. And if you pronounce it the way it's spelled, it's pronounced Cairns, but they over there they say Cairns. So I'm in Cairns, Australia, and I'm going scuba diving, you know, one of those assisted scuba diving where they just put the thing in your mouth and you're just like in a fish tank. And they were giving us this briefing before we went underwater. And they said, as we went into this briefing, they said a lot of people, their number one fear in the deep water out in the open is sharks. Most people are afraid of sharks. And so the instructor was explaining to us that the shark is not the most dangerous predator out there in the water. Do you guys know what the most dangerous predator is in the water? This is on Australia. What's the most dangerous predator? I'll give you 10 seconds to write that down. And we got Rifat is from Melbourne. We're talking about Australia, Rifat. Okay, so I'll give you 10 seconds to tell me in the comments, what do you think? And it is not sharks. What is the most dangerous thing that somebody will face when going in the water? Dina says stingray. I'll give you guys 10 seconds. Somebody else said stingray. Jellyfish. Patricia says jellyfish. Who else? Type your answers before the thing. Asmat says jellyfish. All right. So the most dangerous is, and Bushra says fear. No. So the most dangerous is the box jellyfish. The answer is the box jellyfish. So when you think of jellyfish, you're thinking what? Jellies and fish? And this little cute jellyfish thing, it doesn't sound very scary. Actually, it was a very long time since I looked up. If you see a box jellyfish, oh my God, it's like from your nightmares. Box jellyfish. So actually, I'll tell you the box jellyfish, if you guys saw Finding Nemo, the box jellyfish is the scene where the dad and Dory are going through an area that has all these jellyfish and their tentacles are coming down. And they, I think Dory accidentally touches one of the jellyfish and they get stung and she almost dies. So that's the box jellyfish. And it is very scary and it's very dangerous. So here's what's dangerous about the box jellyfish. And also when it comes to snakes, so when you get bitten, if you get bitten or stung by this, the jellyfish, as the instructor was, Louis Santa says it's the pretty pink ones. Yes. What's dangerous about it is that you will die within something like 30 minutes, something like this. I'm making that number up, but you will die. You get stung by a box jellyfish, you will die. The amount of time that it takes to take somebody from where they're swimming to the hospital where they can get treated and get the poison out of their body is too long, and you will die before that. That's how intense this box jellyfish is. So the point that I wanted to make is, whether it's a snake bite or any type of bite, it's not the bite that will kill you. It is the poison that remains with you after the bite. And if that poison isn't removed, then that's where the harm comes in. So there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when somebody commits a sin, a black dot forms on their heart. When a person does tawbah and asks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that black dot is cleansed. And if a person doesn't do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the black dot stays there. The rust stays there. And if a person continues to sin and not repenting to Allah, continues to sin, not repenting to Allah, that rust piles up until it seals the heart. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun." That no, that you know, the arguments that they make with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not these arguments. The real issue is that it's the rust on their heart because of what they used to do. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I wanted to share with you how to fight fear. How to fight fear and become at peace when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. When you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and that those doors of forgiveness are always open for whoever chooses to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in, day out. So the first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And if only when they did dhulm to themselves, that they came to you, جَاءُكَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. That they sought that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they asked forgiveness from the messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That if they sought that forgiveness, they would find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the acceptor of repentance and dispenser of grace. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. If only they come back to Allah, they would find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And the verse that often gets recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those slaves, O my slaves, who have transgressed all bounds, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us, telling us, don't ever lose hope. How does that make you feel when you read that in the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah? And if they only came to Allah, that they would find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawwab ar-rahima. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, that whoever does evil or sins against themselves, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ, and then asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, they would surely find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, the one who always forgives, the one who always is the giver of mercy. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody comes back, they would find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. There's a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, and I love this whenever you know a sin is committed and I'm feeling down because of that and I'm not perfect, this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you were a people who didn't sin, if you were a people who didn't sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would get rid of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would get rid of you and bring another people who would sin and then ask Allah for forgiveness, and then Allah would forgive them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the point is, and I see this a lot, you know, people come to the masjid, come to halaqas, come to Islamic reminders, and they feel like they don't belong because they've sinned. But it's actually, it doesn't make sense because we all commit sins. كُلُّ بْنَا آدَمَ خَطَّى, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everyone commits sins. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَابُونَ, and the best of those who commit sins are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. So it's not that you can only come or you're only welcome if you're sinless. Oh, dear brother, dear sister, only sinless people are allowed to come. That's not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us that we commit these sins and then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. They would find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, as غَفُور and رَحِيم. So that's my reminder for today. And I'm actually going to bring up the issue because in the beginning, as we were waiting to kick off, somebody mentioned that I forgive, but I don't forget. And I said that I would address it. But let me finish off this reminder and then I'll address the part about forgiving and not forgetting from a human's perspective. So the action that we want to take is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. I said this in the beginning when we first started these reminders. One of the ones that I said and I love it, and I want to say it again, is that we should ask Allah for forgiveness 100 times in a day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tubu ilallahi wastaghfiru," to repent to Allah and ask for forgiveness, for verily I repent to Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a day more than 100 times. And so that should also be our attitude. If you're ever sitting down and feeling, sitting in your house and feeling a little down, just do your istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Maybe you don't have time to do 100, do 10, do 5, do 1. But make it that constant asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. If you've been doing that and you kind of slacked, then this is a reminder to pick it back up again. If you're doing it, alhamdulillah, confirmation. So that's it for our reminder. Let me address that topic of I'll forgive, but I don't forget. So, and I was saying that, so this is a different topic here. This is like Q&A right now. We've started into Q&A. I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Somebody forwarded me this WhatsApp message that says, you know, oh, Ramadan's coming around the corner, so I will start my Ramadan by forgiving everyone. So I responded back that I felt that that was kind of arrogant to this person saying that they're going to start Ramadan forgiving everybody. The reason I felt that it was a little arrogant is because this person, why don't you start Ramadan by asking people for forgiveness? Why is it that everybody wronged you and you're the angel? So we all commit sins and we all harm other people and we also are harmed. It's part of being human. And if we approached life as everybody's out against me, everybody's like everybody's devil, and I'm the one angel walking amongst all these devils, then I don't believe that's the right paradigm and the right attitude to have. We all have our ups, we all have our downs, we all have our dark sides, and we all have our bright sides. So having said that, we want to start Ramadan asking people to forgive us because we're not perfect, and inshallah ta'ala forgiving other people as well. So let me give you a great story about this. There was a great story about this. What's crashing my brain is there's a reflection of mine on the story, so I'm trying to figure out whether to tell you the reflection or, you know, let me start with the reflection. So I was, this is a long time ago, many years ago. Hey Bassem, welcome. It's about time you tuned in for my lives. I know it's that embarrassing. Okay, so many years ago, I was once in a city. I won't mention the city, and I gave a khutbah, and I said something in the khutbah, and somebody started spreading rumors about me, putting me down, dissing me, and I was very angry. I will not go into the details of what the diss was. Now is not the place to do that. But I was so angry. So I kind of like, I did that, you know, I'm going to punch this person in the face. I'm going to, you know, slap them. I'm like, I was so angry. And this is like my young days, right? Just, you know, somebody says something and you just get so angry. So my wife saw me responding like that. And she basically was like saying, you're, I don't know if there's kids watching. So I would tell you that, she was like, you keep quiet. You keep quiet. Don't talk like that. That's not respectful. Watch your mouth, this and that. So my wife kind of like fixed me up. So at night, I was like, you know, what's the point of me getting angry at this person? What's the point of me getting angry at this person? And I thought of this following story. So this is the story. And I want you to guys hear the story, because this is what you can do in when you want to forgive somebody who doesn't care if you forgive them. How do you forgive somebody if they don't care? Like, you go to somebody and say, I forgive you. And then they say in response, I don't care if you forgive me. So how do you forgive somebody that doesn't care if you forgive them? This is the lesson. Pay attention to this. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there was a man that used to, in the times before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the other prophets, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining that he used to go around and lend money to people. He would go out and lend money to people. And then when the time for the bill collection would come, he would send his bill collectors and he would say to them, go and see if this person needs more time. And if they need more time, then forgive them. You know, whenever we think of bill collectors, we think of people with bats and, you know, hitting people on the knees, right? This man is saying to his bill collectors, go and find these people. And if they need more time, then forgive them. Perhaps Allah will forgive us. Okay, so listen to what he said. Go and collect this money. And if this person needs more time, then give them more time, forgive them. Perhaps Allah will forgive us. And so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so Allah forgave him. That so long as that's his attitude to other human beings, that's how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would treat him. So back to my story. I was sitting there saying like, hey, this guy insulted me and I was getting angry and he doesn't care if I forgive him or not. This is what I said to myself. I said, oh Allah, I forgive this brother for what he said so that you will forgive me and treat me in the same way. I will forgive this brother for what he said so that you, oh Allah, can treat me in the same way, so that I can make it my characteristic to forgive others, so that Allah, you would be forgiving to me. And so the connection then, and I said that that's how you forgive somebody who doesn't care if you forgive them or not. That you make it your characteristic, you forgive them so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive you. And also in the future, maybe you'll come across somebody who you did wrong too, but because you always forgave people, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you that this person whom you wronged will also treat you in the same way. Allah ta'ala a'lam. And that's it. Forgive, I'll say, so forgiving and not forgetting, I'll forgive but I not forget. I said that that's a really dumb attitude to have, because what you're saying to a person is, if somebody hurts you and they poisoned you, the poison is in your body, and you say to the person, I will forgive you, you go on with your life, and I will make sure that the poison stays in my body for my whole life. I will never forget. I will keep this poison in. Even if you die, I will still keep the poison inside myself. If anything, you know, the person, you know, you hear this, the person who benefits most from forgiving people is yourself. You're the one who benefits. And if you don't forgive the person, you're only harming yourself. That person doesn't know if you forgave them or not. And I say sometimes they've even passed away and you're still holding the poison in your bloodstream. So that's why I say that that attitude of I'll forgive and I'll not forget is the dumbest thing ever. Instead, I will replace it for you with something better. Do this. I forgive this person so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can treat me in the same way. The merciful, if I treat people with mercy, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat me with mercy. I'll forgive people so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hopefully will treat me in the same way. Allahu a'lam. And that's it. We're done. Finished. Wallahu a'lam. This question Sarah is asking, are we allowed to forgive but still maintain boundaries out of fear of being harmed again? Yeah, for sure. You can maintain. That kind of stuff is just like protection. I forgive them, but you know what? Let's not be friends anymore. Let's just be, you know, sisters in Islam. You know, if she sneezes, you say, Arhamukallah. If she, or call 911. If she passes away, you attend her funeral. If she has a walima and she invites you, you attend it. But you don't have to be best friends. So if you're just, you don't want to hurt the person. If they say salam, you say wa alaikum salam back. Those are the rights of a Muslim to another Muslim. You fulfill the rights. After that, you don't have to be best friends. So yeah, no worries. Anybody else? One last question. But it's hard to forget. What else could this mean? All right, guys. We're done. I don't want to hold you guys too long. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. 2:55 p.m. New York time. Ahlan wa sahlan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Also, Visionaire Ramadan is live. If you'd like to join us in Visionaire and make this your best Ramadan ever, Visionaire 2020 is live. The website is visionaireramadan.com. Assalamu alaikum. If you guys have questions, I mean, I just gone too long today, but if you have questions, you're welcome to come into, we're here every day. You're welcome to pop in tomorrow and we can have a discussion about some of these things. So copy paste it, save it as a note, and then bring it up in another session. Assalamu alaikum.